Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's do that thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Brianna. I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, starting with Xavier.
Hello, I'm Xavier, and I will be playing Flynn, the halfling cleric.
And Ryan.
Hello, I'm your friend Ryan, and I'll be playing your other friend, Grimby Hammerhills, the dwarf who's okay with a hammer.
And Kelsey.
I'm Kelsey, and I'll be playing Anofriel, the Elatrin Wizard.
And Jamie.
I'm Jamie. I will be playing Winnie, the Elven Druid.
And just to keep everyone on Patreon abreast of the situation, because I'm sure we'll mock it a few times.
The situation, yes.
We are re-recording this episode because the first one did not upload properly. So if you hear us referencing, say, a boar or something like that, it's dead to us.
Never happened.
But
never happened.
It's dead to us until it is not again.
Pro tip, if you end up failing to record three sessions over a month, switch from Chrome to Edge. It'll fix all your problems.
This happened in multiple
Edge will always solve your problems.
Oh, yeah. I botched three games.
Yeah. There's nothing that can't be solved by edging.
Okay.
So,
that's true. Words of wisdom.
All right. So, every session, I like to open up with a question for your characters. And last time, I could have done better. I got a better one this time. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. If your character existed now in the modern day, what would be their favorite video game franchise? Has to be a franchise, not just one video game. Has to be a franchise.
I don't know why. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Oh. Do you want to go?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not.
There some places, you may have noticed that Grimby has certain kinds of affectations based upon the regions in which he was raised. And based on that factor alone, I imagine his favorite thing would be, you know, those games, you'll see them sometimes, maybe in an arcade, maybe in some bars, depending on where you're at. And there's always a very realistic deer just kind of walking across the screen. Aww. And there's this big rifle like that you're supposed to use to try and hunt this deer that has a million different branches of antlers going across his head. Yeah, that would probably be something that he might be more into than he should be.
Aww. It's cute. I like that. I like to imagine that he puts on his like best camouflage pants to go play it too.
He does. The only thing that makes him sad is that it's not a game where it's more of a catch and release kind of a game. But you know, you make do with what you got.
Winnie,
you get him into Monster Hunter.
Even better.
That is a fun one. But
wait,
I think
Pokemon. Can I have a Pokemon?
I was gonna say the Pokemon because Winnie could catch them all, and that is very appealing to her.
I like it. What would her favorite Pokemon be?
Oh,
double
God.
Question.
Oh, that's hard because it would probably be whatever my favorite Pokemon would be. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Apom.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Because it's like cute and climby and they could get into mischief together.
That's adorable. And also way further in the Pokemon timeline than I thought you were aware of, to be honest. Like, not to be mean.
You mean, is it the second generation?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, Jamie and I grew up together and we were first generation kids.
We were.
Like, then you went to high school and got a social life. I kept playing Pokemon. You went to parties.
Oh, I wish.
No, you did. I remember.
cast parties do not count as parties, Brian.
You were a theater kid, and to me, that was popularity.
Okay.
I don't know what it was to you, but to me, it was like, oh man, look at my popular sister.
To me,
going
it
parties.
Was a bunch of prepubescent, horny teens who just finished doing like Jekyll and Hyde.
That sounds like most parties, except yeah, for the Jekyll and Hyde part.
Except for the Jekyll and Hyde. And a lot of karaoke.
Yeah. The only difference being that most of you also played prostitutes, and yeah. Maybe they should have thought about that a little bit more before they had that in the high school.
Before
whatever.
They had 14-year-olds playing prostitutes, yeah.
How many times did you play? Sorry, I'm going off topic here. Anyway. Because I was just thinking
this.
About it. It's like, you played prostitutes a lot. Like, a lot in
I
high school.
I know we were going to do Weird. Something else, but I want to deep dive into this now. This is...
My favorite was Edwin Drood.
That was a fun one.
That was a good one. All right. What do you guys think? Flintster?
I
Anna?
Don't know, man. This is so tough. Because
tough.
Yeah, yeah.
If he could go for like the hipsterest, indiest game, like, and, but there's not a lot of franchises, and my own knowledge of the indie sphere is like not wide enough to really nail
so
it.
You're saying your character would be cooler than you? Is what you're saying?
Not necessarily, but like some like it could be that, but he could also just be like. Yeah, I fucking love like modern warfare just to fuck with people.
Oh, he'd be a griefer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought Flintster would be more of a like he would have loved Assassin's Creed 2. Like that trilogy right there. I bet he would.
Ironically,
been...
maybe. Because like, it's a big mainstream game. Something that's just. You know what? Maybe the sum of all that is Saints Row.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh, you got it,
Saints
yeah.
Row.
Yeah. Okay,
and,
so as long
and the
Dildo
colors, the music, the themes, the chaos, yeah,
Dildo
Saints
sword.
Row, Saints Row.
Yeah, that yeah. does yeah. feel yeah. very that's, Flintster. That's a great.
That's
choice.
Correct. I'm glad you thought that all the way through, so you could yeah. get the right answer.
To, yeah, and then yeah. the new one is so glitchy that like he's just like, oh, the game's perfect.
This is exactly how I like it.
Yeah.
It's got or is it like goat simulator energy or what?
Oh yeah.
Simulator. Freaking goat simulator.
Oh, I bet he'd also like the goose game.
Oh, goose game. Yes. Goose I mean, game. That is basically just like Flintster. Like, that's the, yeah. what the game is.
That is.
All right, Kels, what do you think?
There are so many different things. That's my problem. It's all like, oh man, like there's so many different things I could say here. It's like it was like tactics and stuff, like maybe, or like some sort of like strategy thing like that. But like the thing that keeps sticking in my mind is like when you were talking about like Pokemon and stuff. Like Anna, I could see would be like into that, but like really into like competitive, like. Online stuff, which I admittedly am kind of like
they've got some Excel sheets with like
oh yeah yeah and like
oh this is how I'm building my team and I'm this one uh-huh,
yeah
special
yeah they're like planning all this
high and I'm going yes. to cast a weather move and that'll make this thing have a stab and I hate those people.
Stab is not affected by weather, but okay, Free.
Did I have? Did I use two bonus. Phrases from Pokemon? Yes, that's all that matters. I got all the Pokemon. I didn't get good at the Pokemon. Mm. I just collected them all.
But yeah, no, they're really into doubles BGC because that's where it's at. If you play singles, that's a three-head game.
All right, since I asked Jamie, what would Anna's favorite Pokemon be?
Okay, hold on.
Also, Grimby and Flintster, you can answer too. Because now it's a twofer. Now there's two questions because Apom was such a cute choice that like I need to give everyone a chance to be that adorable.
So, anyways, it's probably a little bit of a basic answer, but Anna would probably be Absol because it has the whole thing where it like. Senses the future and it like shows up, but people think that it causes disasters, but it's really just because it can sense disasters coming and it's trying to warn people.
Because it's the best baby. Absol's one of my top five.
I love it too. I'm just like, I'm gonna look try to find a cooler answer, but no, it fits so well. It's
that perfect. Is a cool answer.
Yeah.
All right, Xavier, say words with your face. Do it.
I'm a robot.
No, you're not.
You are not.
You are
not.
Amazing. Amazing. Not.
You are a normal human.
Uh-huh, Janet.
Are we still doing the Pokemon for Flinster?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The, like, clown that's got, like, a metal beam on his shoulder. Like, it's like a clown, and he's
grinder
like...
Grinder or something?
I don't
Girder?
Know. What?
Grinder?
He's like that's a an fighting Girder? Type and metal. I don't know. I hate him, but
why
Flinster
would they name a Pokemon
him.
After him? Why would
you... Yeah, see, he's called Girder. I'm not making this up. His name is Girder.
It's yeah, no, horrible. No, his name is Girder, and he evolves into a Conkeldurr.
Okay. Whoa, oh, whoa, whoa.
Look at that.
You're telling me there's a Pokemon named Grinder that evolves
it's
into Conkeldurr?
Not Grinder.
Not Grinder.
Yep.
No, you
boy.
Said cock holder.
Look,
Murkrow whatever, might also work for Flinster because of the kleptomania.
He might very well be the veiniest Pokemon I've ever seen.
I have to
pretty
look
veiny.
Have you seen Machoke?
I don't recently? Know this one.
Yeah, like, no. I was going to say this is not a recent
Machoke
Pokemon.
Is on Grindr for the record.
You've seen that Speedo, like, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at this fucking bear over here. That's the veiniest Pokemon.
Let's see, what Pokemon can learn the move Thief that worked for Flinster?
Thought we were going a different direction, like, which Pokemon's the best twink?
Who's that? Well,
there's
Pokemon?
Literally there's a Pokemon cult called Nickit that's a little fox, and its gimmick is it has a tail
cool.
that's
he's
a little
cool.
brush that like brushes away its footsteps so people can't tell that it stole something.
It looks
design.
So shy about it. Aww.
Yeah.
Like I might have stolen stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that one of the newest ones?
That's from Sword and Shield, yeah. So was,
oh, what a cutie.
I actually really like that one. I'm
yeah,
really,
I really
excited
like it.
To get back into Pokemon one day. It's going to happen, but like, you need
yeah.
time.
Well, yeah, wait for the right one.
Legends Arceus is probably the best place for that, as it's like, they did so much new stuff and it was so much fun.
All right, here's what I think we should do. Because this is what I always wish Jason would do whenever this happens with Jason. Let's try just starting the session.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you become robot voice again, it's fine because we're going to be 15 minutes into the session and we'll just plan a new time. But if you don't, then we'll just play.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Sound good?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I get why Jason doesn't do that, but it satisfies my OCD to do it that way. Because it's like, that's the most logical way to do it. Like,
move forward.
All right. So,
just send us audio clips.
Oh, yeah, he's going to see this. He's going to hit me. Oh, no. He's not. He doesn't hit me, just so everyone knows. He doesn't hit me.
Yeah, if anything, it's
at least not where you can see.
Oh, I haven't shared the good news. So, I told Jamie today's been a really great day. Jason sold a table today. So, sold our very first game table. We're going to start working on it this weekend and hopefully make it really well, get a good review, and get this thing going. So,
yeah.
Like, congrats
for it.
Oh, it's about $600 to ship. So
holy
that's factored into the price.
Yeah, no, I figured.
That's why cool. Wormwood charges what they do for like their fucking 6K tables. We'll
is
get there
from,
one day.
From a listener, or is it kind of like... from out there on Etsy.
I did
I
see
do
the mention.
Know.
It was a listener, but I don't remember who it was. I probably can pull that up.
Congratulations.
I don't know what state they're in, but I feel like I shouldn't say.
Yeah, probably
yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
say the full address.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Thank you.
Here's their IP address. I'm just going to dox them. All right. So, I joked about it before, but Kelsey was ready. Do you want to recap where we left off?
Sure. So, where we were off, not from last time.
Not from the time before last time.
So, last time, what happened is, so we we had the baby Brunbruns. That was, and they were all not doing great. So we took them to the nature temple where we met a priest and who's named Yursa. And we learned that the Brunbruns had ocular decay, which sounds probably as bad as it is. It's not great. And the only cure is the crystal leaf, which our options were to go to the Silver Glade or to find someone who was selling it. So since we are underage children. We decided to not go into the Silver Glade because historically on DNR, children don't do well there. And we so we went into town, and also Miss Kavanagh gave us some of her money, and which was very nice. And so we did find someone that was selling it, and we paid 50 gold for a leaf. And also Flinster made some money playing music on the street and helped to contribute to the funds. And so we were able to return there. And so the priest is like working on a cure for the Brunbruns, but now we're going to go try and capture the parents because they are probably also sick. So I think that's everything. I don't know. I did that the best.
Very good summary. Thank you so much, Kelsey. You're beautiful. Wonderful. Perfect. Mwah. All right. So, trashing everything I said last time. Fuck that person. Who was that? You guys have just left the Temple of Nature, and I assume heading back either towards the school or the bridge, which they're close to each other anyway, but I leave it up to you. What would you guys like to do?
So what are we going to do? Just go pick up the parents now?
I suppose. What time of day is it? Sorry.
It's like late afternoon. I'd say like 6-7. Like, sun's still out, but...
And did we have a curfew?
That would make sense.
It would make sense that we would have a curfew.
Right. Do we...
Sounds like you should.
Do we think that the three of you would be interested in honoring a curfew? Well, at least two of you. Do you think two of you would be interested in honoring a curfew?
I mean, no.
True.
We still have time. It's not...
Yeah.
That far from...
So we can stop at the bridge on our way back?
We know that they want fresh vegetables, so we could probably trap them somehow. I feel like trying to just catch them would straight up would not, that seems like a bad idea. I don't know if we can beat them in those regards, or at least I certainly can't.
Well, if you wanted to trap them, you could what we could do is we could get a box, and with that box we could make sure the vegetables that you got, did you get, if we get those vegetables, we could put them under said box. And with the box, if we was to lift it up and have a twig kind of holding it up, and we tied a string around the twig, and then when the adult Brunbruns, they smell and they go, ooh, that is lettuce. And then they come over to get the lettuce.
Let him finish. I like where he's going. I'm not quite sure, but let him finish.
And then when they're eating the lettuce that is underneath the box, then we pull the string, and at that time, the box will fall down and we have a Brunbrun in a box. Oh,
it's seems like a sound strategy.
Definitely better than my sneaky manure plan.
Better? Yeah, I wouldn't say better. okay.
So we need...
Let's go to the markets.
And the box.
Go find a box.
We might have a box at the house. We might also have...
There must be boxes
at
there.
The house.
And you keep boxes at a house?
Yeah.
The boxes at home. Sure. Yeah, why not? Let's go see Mr. Leroy. Ask him Grimby, ask him for your favorite veggies. You look a little pale.
Oh no. What do I? Oh no.
Yeah, make sure you eat some and you keep some too. Okay. While Leroy's in the kitchen, we can probably commandeer some of his supplies in his shed outside, such as a box and strings, a scythe.
Why would we need a scythe?
Wait.
I'm just naming stuff. I'm just...
Look, I'm not saying we have to kill the Brunbruns, but if we wanted to, a scythe would
self-defense.
Have those? Do you use those for harvesting fields of grain, which is a bit of a leap from a vegetable garden?
We'll find a use for it, I promise. But there's at least a box. I'm sure of it. A box, some sort of burlap sack.
It's a sizable box, and ooh, it's sturdy. It's not something that they could manage to get out from.
It's got to fit two, at least
two. We'll see what we can do. We'll make do.
And a good burlap sack is probably a real good idea, too. I like that. That's because they might want to get out of the box.
Oh, that's true. We need some way to transport them after we get them in the box.
And
so
the sack, will mission. Be harder.
I don't know if we're ready for it, guys.
There's a lot of steps here.
Pretty intense. Oh,
this is pretty high stakes, I'll tell you what.
It's true.
Okay.
All right. So you guys are heading back to the school?
Place, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To grab Shaplash.
Hell yeah. All right. So, it's your school. So, like, you can go wherever you want for the most part. Like, they're not going to stop you or anything.
Unless you guys are right, Leroy is in the kitchen.
That's true. You're not allowed above there. But Leroy's in the kitchen. Miss Kavner's still at the market for the moment. Mm-hmm. And you don't know where Mrs. Jones is or Growl.
Okay. Well, I imagine Grimby is going to go up to Mr. Leroy and begin the distraction phase. excuse me, Mr. Leroy, but we found out about the Brunbrun situation, and some of those Brunbruns had ocular decay. And we got them getting treated, but apparently the parents probably also have ocular decay, and it may become somewhat problematic if we was to let them stay in the countryside. And so the Temple of Wilderness asked us if we should be bringing back maybe the parents, and we was going to set up a trap that requires a box. And I was wondering if you happen to have a box of a decent size that I could use a stick to prop it up. And to put some vegetables underneath.
If you have any vegetables that were maybe not, like, suited for us to eat, but would be fine for a Brunbrun, that would be... It doesn't need to be things that we were going to prepare or anything.
Yeah, maybe some pancakes, too, like for Brunbruns. Mm. Or for me.
Do Brunbruns eat pancakes?
No, if they don't, I'll take it.
I mean, we're just throwing ideas out there. Yeah. We're just seeing what sticks to the wall.
Are we taking orders? I'll take some scrambled eggs.
Talking about food here.
I've been informed that I am somewhat pale and may require additional vegetables.
So while you guys are talking, I imagine Leroy's just like cutting vegetables, and he never stops the entire time you're talking. He's just like chop, chop, chop. Eyes move up to you guys. Chop, chop.
Oh, God,
chop,
he's got his headphones
chop.
On and we didn't even notice. Jeez.
I know. He has AirPods in.
But then, after a moment, he'll like give a nod, reach into his back pocket, and he's going to hand Grimby a key.
Ooh. Oh, responsibility.
For the shed, Mr. But yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr.
For the shed.
That might be the most words he's ever said at once right there.
just repeating back, like just reflecting back the
big Kenku energy. I got you.
And then he is going to go to the pantry and grab some vegetables for you guys and just kind of drop them in front of you. Like, here you go.
Okay. Yep. Nope. That works.
Okay. You know what? I will go get my, do you still have that bag that you used when we, moved out here, Flinster?
Yeah, it's up in the room. I would think. In a room.
Like every room we're not using is additional storage for your stuff.
Basically, yeah.
Even though there was plenty of rooms for everyone, if you recall, you two are still sharing a room.
Yeah. Buddies.
And before you leave, Leroy's going to say, dinner at dark, and like shoo you off like
yes, sir.
Okay,
I promise we're not taking the scythe.
Again, but we don't know if there's a scythe or not.
Well,
we
need to it won't be taken that either way. See you at dark, Mr. Leroy.
chop.
All right, so we have vegetables in a sack now. Or are we jumping ahead and assuming we got the sack and the vegetables in the sack?
I just want you to stop calling it a sack, please.
You know, what's...
Stop saying the word sack and I'll be happy.
I'm so sorry I'm making you uncomfortable with how I say sack.
Sack. Now it sounds like sock.
Sock, that's better. Sock.
That's harmless now. In an oversized sock, we will store the vegetables.
Yep. Perfect. So I imagine, like, he gave you the keys. You have everything you need to make this trap, so... Well,
what else does Flinster do in the shed, though, is the question.
I don't know.
What else is in there?
The Here's the... I would like to point out, he gave the keys to Grimby.
Yeah,
so,
but I mean...
Grimby's in charge.
I'm looking
Is Grimby
around.
Going to be able to stop Flinster from...
Not
that is
at
the,
all.
That is the question.
Not even slightly.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
at most,
honest.
He might go, okay. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Grimby has just as much authority as most hall monitors in elementary school. Do you want to grab anything while you're in there, Flinster?
No,
we could roll for a scythe if you'd like.
No, I don't need to roll for it.
Sounds like something he might have.
It's probably too big for me.
Or what's the little? There's also like a little hand sickle.
Like a sickle, it would be a scythe for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like some gardening shears or something. I mean, that's.
Hey, don't try to get me to steal something. You're bad influence, guys.
Temptresses, all of you.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to report you to Grimby.
Oh, shit. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
Oh. There's a baby crying.
Oh, no.
How's my baby doing?
How is your baby doing?
That's good.
Good.
The baby sleeps super well. It's the 5-year-old. It's just like he won't sleep on his own. So I just...
He's old enough to know what nightmares are now. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, he'll wake up. He's on a schedule, too. Like, he wakes up around 10:30, like in 6 minutes or 11.
I hear you. My 15-year-old goes straight to bed at like 8, 9 o'clock because he wants to be up at 5 in the morning. It's so rough.
What?
What? Why?
What kind of teen is that?
Because he likes to wake up and make himself eggs in the morning so that when he exercises in our garage gym, he can get
He's
some good muscles.
Exercising teen.
He's an
okay,
exercising
I get it.
Teen.
Okay.
I've never heard of this before.
I was a video
I've
game
I've never heard
teen,
of a
so
teenager with so much, like, willpower.
Yeah,
and,
crazy.
Like,
it's crazy.
They're really well-behaved kids in this house. And Aww. Honestly, I had so all the credit to my wife for.
I mean, to be fair, like if like picturing like what your kids would be like, it's like, yeah, no, that's this all makes sense. It's like,
yeah, you seem like you'd raise good kids.
I mean, the person I am now is not the person I was. And so
good. We should all be so lucky.
You know what?
I wouldn't do that now.
Man, in construction season, I'm up at 4 a.m. every day just because you have to be.
Yikes. No, fuck that. Fuck all of that. I have to wake up at 7 and I hate my life. Like,
yeah, that is the nice thing about remote work is that I generally like get started working around 10. So yeah. I wake up about like 8.
I do miss
8:30.
That.
little jelly.
Little jelly, but.
I mean, the nice thing about where I'm at in life is I probably have full retirement in probably about 15 years.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic, yeah. Man.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
Do you know what you want to do with that yet?
It depends. If money winds up not being as much of an issue, depending on what happens with my retirement in the stock market, honestly, that's kind of...
And the world. And
yeah. But
it's really hard to make plans right now.
15 years is a long time.
Yeah, a lot can happen, but assuming it's mostly
you might
live stable.
In America Part 2 at that point, or whatever we're going to call it. Like,
that's true.
Oh, hi, Jamie.
Welcome back.
Jamie.
Hi.
I'm sorry, she woke up.
How is everything?
How is baby?
She's fine. She's sleeping again.
Okay.
Aw.
We're just talking about our plans that'll happen in about 15 years in the future when we're fully into Handmaid's Tale times.
Oh. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
But warmer.
But warmer.
More like in a bad global warming kind of way, not in like a fun way.
Yeah. Good old joyful Gilead.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so this is a fun game for kids. Oh. Yay!
So we got,
hijinks.
We got a box.
You got a box.
We got
some string. Flynn didn't steal anything, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
I feel like he's taking inventory for later.
Yeah, he's just scoping the place out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He got a bar of soap and he like pressed the key into it.
Dude, that's probably too clever for him.
All right, so guys, heading back to the bridge.
Lock the door of the shed behind me. Go to the bridge.
Good boy, Grimby. Are you gonna bring back the keys? Or are you gonna keep them for right now?
He assumed that he's supposed to keep it until it's time to put the tools away at first, but then he remembers that Mr. Leroy might need to get back in there in the meantime. And so he says, okay, I'll be right back. And he runs over to Mr. Leroy and goes, okay, I'll set the key here for now. If just leave it here. And when we get back, I'll grab it and put any tools away. We don't need sir, Mr. Leroy. Bye.
The whole time, chop, 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 chop. Like, you're not even sure if he registered that you came into the room.
Reasonable.
So, all right, Winnie, which of these vegetables do you think would be like as we're like walking, just like kind of like looking through, like.
So you can, by the way, this is very much, I can't remember the name of that box, but this is like reject vegetables. Like this is clearly like,
Yeah.
Oh man, this one's
Misfit
got like
marketplace.
Three heads or something. Misfit Marketplace. Thank you. Yes. this cabbage has toes. I don't get it.
Oh, no.
Is this like where like occasionally see the picture of like sexy carrots and something like that?
Yeah,
and
people are like,
what is this?
These should sell.
I'm gonna list these on eBay.
Oh my.
Well, definitely the leafy greens, and I would say anything super fragrant. Not like rotty fragrant, but like yummy fragrant.
Well, nobody knows how to get into the mind of a brun quite like you do, so.
You are correct, sir. And then Winnie gets on all fours and starts hopping around the bridge trying to sniff out the Brun-Bruns.
Could you all roll me an investigation?
An investigation, you say?
That is a thing, right? Yes? Okay, good. That was right.
Though using my knowledge of Brunbruns, I would think that maybe nature would be a more apt role.
This one's investigation.
Okay.
I got a 13.
Three.
All right. Though only Anna knows why. So we got a 13, an 8, a 5, and a 4.
Oh, no.
Because everyone did about as well as we expected.
Winnie's butt is sticking out of a bush right now. What do you
And like she's trying to make Brun Brun noises, but no one knows what sounds they make.
It's just maybe if I try their mating dance.
So Winnie's doing that over there.
Why am I feeling things right now? I'm not prepared to feel these things.
Anavriel, you are going to notice right away when you get under the bridge, it looks different than when you left it. And what you'll notice is a stick and a piece of string tied to the stick. And some leftover veggies. And tracks on the ground like an animal had been caught and then picked up.
No. And are real, like, when they see this, they just kind of like...
Gotcha! Ha ha! I had to make like, it different.
Stare for like... like a few seconds, you're just like processing, and then you're probably.
I imagine like the internet connection voice, voice from the 90s, like.
And then they're gonna like walk over, and they're gonna like touch, like this, like poke, like the sticker in the road, just to make sure it's like okay, this is like real thing, and not like I'm not having some like hallucination or vision that's the main, and just Everyone, guys, I am. We may have a complication.
Oh, don't panic! Nobody panic! Nobody panic!
So I imagine Grimby walks over and sees all of this here. That once you're pointing it out to us, and he goes, "Did we already do this and forget?"
Yeah, check if it's the same box.
That is what I was thinking. It's like, is this? Are we in a time loop?
That's why I was freaking out.
The real Java story, the time loop.
So there is no box, notably. There's only the stick and the string and like some partially chewed vegetables still on the ground.
But does it look like it was Brun Bruns, like the tracks and stuff? Or
give me another investigation track.
Okay.
Or nature, if you'd prefer.
I'm good with investigation.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, no, that was
a
2.
Oh, no!
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Would anyone else like to give it a shot?
Sort of. You said there's footprints. Attention? I want to see if I can figure out what way the footprints went. And that's survival, usually.
Yes, do it.
I'm almost okay at that one.
Yeah.
Nice. 16. So... Grimby, looking at these footprints, they look very familiar right away. In fact, if he puts his foot next to the footprint, they're similar. And they're not exact, but...
Don't do this to me.
We do this?
It was us from the future.
It seems like there's like two or three sets of footprints, and just based on the size and depth, you think they're probably dwarven footprints. And they are headed back into town.
So there's multiple sets of footprints?
It looks to be like two or three of them.
Why would anyone else want to catch these?
I feel like I remember them being pretty... Right in the book, I feel like I remember them being stated as pretty delicious.
Wait. I want to see how a city-wide spread pandemic looks like.
What?
Let's just sit this one out.
Oh, like let's just see if the ocular damage.
Yeah. I've never seen that before. Let's check it out.
For reasons I would prefer not to get into, I'm not interested to see how a pandemic would play out. Just no reason.
Well, I mean,
all right, if everyone would just wear their masks and stay inside for a while, I think we could get through this okay.
Guys, ocular the kids, like eye masks. Everybody would get their eye masks.
Eye goggles.
By the way, a shocking number of healthcare workers do not believe in vaccines. I'm just saying.
I'm realizing that now, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Not any of the actual, like, clinical people, just the clerical ones. Weird how that works. Anyway.
I'm a clerical.
Me too. We're not all idiots. It's just some of us are.
I was just making a cleric joke. But it wasn't good.
Cute. No, it was good. It was good. I was just too literal. That's the problem.
So should we follow them?
Let's go kill a dwarf.
Oh, no. What? Oh, no.
What if this leads to a confrontation?
We can explain that.
You said it. Like, what if it leads to a confrontation?
Well, explain that. Like, the thing with how does it look? So I have spells like Toll the Dead and Mind Sliver and Cause Fear. So it's
oh, my gosh.
If we do get into a fight, like, I'm not, like, ill-equipped. It's just that, like,
I'd like to child. Children. You're right, children.
We're children.
Like,
we're children, yeah.
Adults doubt, most adults don't open with a battle axe. Like, I'm just saying, when dealing with, like, 17-year-olds, they don't go straight to violence, usually. Sometimes.
This is historical medieval. Okay, well.
Yeah,
I mean, we can warn them.
I mean, I'm four.
They might get, a tummy ache.
Well, no, we've got to save the mommy and daddy Brunruns. What are the babies going to do without them?
I mean, I'm sure that the temple could take care of them, but we did say that we would try to capture them, so.
Let us see if we can do something and see if the people that took them will work with us. And if it doesn't, then we can go to the temple and say, well, these people took them. And they are adults and we isn't, so we have
to say you're good at talking to people. I think,
yeah,
and maybe if Flinster, if you could
take him, you gotta take him.
If worse comes to worse, yes, you have very good skills in certain areas.
Man, they just really want you to steal. That's what I'm hearing.
I'll be
your
the
friends
distraction.
Are just leading you to a life of crime.
I'm not a rogue. But fine. Twist my arm, will you?
If you must.
So much joy.
What should we do? I guess, should we just leave the box? Take it with us? I guess.
It could always be useful.
Yeah.
And box.
In the meantime, also bonus string, because there is extra string over here.
Yeah, let's take their stuff.
Bonus string. Yes.
Remember this?
Your fatal flaw, you left your string behind.
I guess we're going to follow that trail.
What trail?
Grimby's trail.
The footprints he found.
That is the trail we blazed.
That trail we blazed. Anyway.
Catch that. Sorry.
Jamie and I had three movies growing up, and that was one of them.
Okay.
So.
VHS baby.
Hell yeah. It was after Spirit.
Yeah.
So you're going to follow these tracks, and with a 16, I'm going to say Grimby has a pretty solid idea of where these are going. And not far into town, like, luckily, not even on the road, like, it takes a side road so you can still follow the tracks through the dirt. You're going to get to the Moist Eyes Tavern. Moist Eyes Pub. That one sounds better. Pub is better, right? Yeah. Point is, they're Moist Eyes. Because I needed a title and my dog's right there. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was no. Like a Mos Eisley
yeah.
Or something.
Nah, nah, and he's just got wet eyes.
It's just moist
like
eyes.
That. Pippin's eyes just altered canon very slightly, and I'm here for it.
That might yep. Be the key. Might be the solution to the ocular decay problem. It was there all along.
Well, people are gonna have real moist eyes when they start melting out of their faces because they see Grunbruns.
Hmm.
All right.
So how are you approached? Do you want to like just go right in, scope the place out? What do you want to do?
I mean, I imagine like the next step is to go in to see if we can see the dwarves and if we can see that if what's going on and you know, if
guys have a box with them.
But they may you want to just go in and say talk to them. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it quick because I don't think it takes a long time to you know.
They don't have a lot of natural defenses.
Oh, not really. A neck's not that wide.
Yeah, a lot of it is probably hearing what is coming, and the rest of it is seeing what is coming, and there is not a lot of seeing.
That is true. Right now, there is a lack of seeing.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
I'm feeling.
Whoa.
I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. It's talking to me. And he puts his hands on Winnie and Grimby. Yeah, whoa. You two take the lead. You two stick together and do the thing. This mission is yours, and I'm going to cast Emboldening Bond on both of you, which is not a spell. It's like my, what do you call it? My cleric school?
Mm-hmm.
Channel divination.
My
divination.
Domain.
Power.
Yeah, basically, as long as the two of you are 30 feet of each other, you can roll a d4 to any attack roll, ability check, or saving throw for 10 minutes.
What does this look like?
A chef's kiss.
It's probably like a slight shimmer. Like the, just like... slightly altering fate around them, so like something changes in the fabric of space-time.
That's dope.
And Avriel pulls a little notebook out of their sleeve and starts and jots a few things down. It's
nice. It's barely perceptible. It's kind of like putting things into motion, like the you know the starting point of a butterfly effect.
So,
you don't see it yet, but it's coming.
So you may or may not remember, Grimby really thinks magic is really cool. So, so there's just a little bit of that. Did I just see? Oh, that might have been really cool. So this kind of really excited look on his face.
There is more where that's where that came from.
And
I'll save you some.
And he looks at Winnie and he says. Are we invincible? Did you hear that?
Cannon, please, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Winnie is going to put her hand on Grimby's shoulder and just say, we can do this. We can do anything.
We can do anything, yeah.
And is going to literally kick open the door. Which I imagine garners attention from whoever may be inside this pub that a 14-year-old child.
When that happens, Flynn looks at Anna and just goes, "That's our cue too." And he takes his hurdy-gurdy and just starts playing and following the two in front of him.
So you guys are going for subtlety, like you're getting
following Winnie's lead.
All right. Could everyone roll me perception checks?
You're gonna Pee Wee Herman this.
Oh boy!
No, damn. No.
Yeah, not okay. Great. Not
you
great.
Can roll a D4. The both of you.
Oh, that's
I
right.
Don't I think it would help.
D4 to that 16.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But I will. Here.
18.
It's once per turn.
Okay. 13. Okay.
I'm too in shock by the hurt what just happened.
It's perfect.
And Elle's just like, why are we doing it this way? Like, just walking in, like.
And Winnie is taking these giant steps, trying to make herself seem quite large, even though she's around or near dwarves, I suppose. So she doesn't really need to inflate herself that much. Hands on her hips, and she's just going to yell out, where are my brunts? Oh my god, that's horrible.
It's so good. It's so good.
All right, so you walk in, and everyone except for Anavriel is going to notice there's two dwarves. There is a few other people, like just patrons about. The room's pretty dark. Just one big fireplace in the center. And that's it. Like, there's no candles or anything like that. It's kind of a dark, like, you come here to drink and shut the fuck up kind of stuff.
Perfect.
And Grimby is going to notice in the corner, there's a little dog bed. And there is a small creature sleeping in the dog bed. That's important, just for later. I'm putting my dog in Theria, whether Jason likes it or not. Anyway. So as soon as you walk in, both of these dwarves are going to turn over and look at you. They both seem to be a bit older, rougher. And one of them's going to instantly say, hey, no kids.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, absolutely. And we are pleased to get going. But you have seemed to have obtained a couple of brunbruns that we was needing to fetch for the Temple of Wilderness owing to the ocular decay that they has. Which is a horrible, terrifying illness that will potentially be bad and spread. And we need to get this treated on them. And perhaps you guys should also see clerics.
Could you roll a what do we do here? It's what's the one to make people like you? What's that one called? I guess charisma? Oh, persuasion. There it is. Yeah. There
persuasion.
We go.
Done. There you go. This is gonna be great.
5e. It's only been like 6 years. Why?
All right, I think I can just type in 1d4 to this and make it automatically for the situational bonus. And let's see if it knows how to... Yep.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes!
Snake eyes.
All right, so...
It's as messed up here.
That's, I honestly, that's probably... You're saying all of that, and this guy's just squinting at you. And... when you're done talking, there's like a good 15 second pause before he goes, are you a dwarf or a fat halfling?
I'm a fat halfling, thank you.
I'm sorry, it was the Overwatch got me when I was little. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Yeah, they should feel bad.
They should. So, and I think, like, his eyebrows are going to go, like, straight up for a second. They're big, bushy eyebrows. So he has a very expressive face. So when when he's taken off guard, like, it's very obvious. And he's like, oh. Sorry, kid. So you want brunbruns, is what you're telling me. Look, don't serve minors here. But... if you're willing to eat outside, we'll bring you some.
No.
we need them to be served alive, thank you.
For the live brunbruns that you stole from under the bridge. And Winnie, at this point, is approaching the counter and is going to get up on one of these little stools quite awkwardly.
Hurdy-gurdy in the background. Just... Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to put like accentuate the situation, like put tension, and like when he walks,
the drummer's going into battle.
Why does this hurdy-gurdy play the Final Fantasy VII battle music? Why?
Yeah. All the classics.
Nice. All right, Jamie, give me a persuasion or intimidation, your choice.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know.
But if it's intimidation, you have to do a disadvantage. But if that's what she's going for,
it is what she's going for.
I think it'd be worth it. I'm just saying.
Can't be worse.
That is what she's going for, unfortunately.
Add a d4.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. I forgot the d4 again.
It was almost a 19. It rolled over to a 3.
I know. Ooh, yeah. 4.
All right. So, again, she's going for intimidation. She is a 14-year-old elf. screaming about Brunns. So... That doesn't quite work to the point where the other dwarf, the one that hasn't spoken yet, is probably just going to bark out a laugh and double over for a second because you're adorable. Like, when someone adorable tries to be intimidating, it's so goddamn cute. Like, you were so bad at it that you've been slightly endeared to this gentleman, it seems.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Start over. Sorry, I wasn't listening before. My bad. We caught Brunns fair and square. We serve Brunns here. This is a Brunn serving establishment. You see, we're not some fucking pussy vegans or anything. So, if you want Brunn, you can get the soup.
Yes, sir. But you serve whatever you want to serve. Absolutely, sir. It is your particular establishment. But a couple of the Brunns are highly diseased. And if you cook them and put them in the soup, it might be very, very bad and get a lot of people very, very sick. Now, we knows what we're looking for because we already found some and the temple sent us to go looking for more. That's right, right, guys? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should look at all your Brunns, every single one.
And I promise we're just going to look. Me, Winnie, I am for sure not going to do anything else.
It is the ones that, you know what? If you look at them and you see some whose eyes is all, and he describes what the other Brunns look like, which I, Ryan, don't remember exactly how bad it looked, but it was like milky-eyed, a little teary. Yeah. And he's like, and he starts describing like what the eyes looked like. And he's like, and so at least a couple should look a lot like that, and those ones will get everybody super sick. At least a little like that.
As the disease progresses further, their eyes will begin to dissolve. It's not pleasant.
It might be good for seasoning, though. I'll leave a good review.
That's not helpful.
Flinster has a Yelp.
Yep.
He's the only one who's invented it.
Hurdy-gordy 69 says 69420.
If you want, you can even come with us to the Temple of Wilderness and they can explain better than we can.
Alright, so again, this guy, big gray bushy eyebrows, and he's going to narrow his eyes to the point where you can't see his eyes anymore because his eyebrows just press up against his beard.
Like the dad from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Yeah.
Exactly. Like the dad from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And he's gonna go, gross. Okay.
I just think an eyebrow goals now, honestly.
And he's going to wave you guys back, like, okay, come on. And he's going to take you to the back room.
All right, Flinster, get ready.
I'm always ready.
And in the kitchen, you're going to notice, like, there's pots boiling, all that stuff. It's a restaurant at the end of the day. But against one wall, there are a row of, like, cage boxes, like crates, basically. And let's say...
Oh, no, it's the makeup testing room.
No.
Five Brunns. There's five Brunns in this crate in the back. Of various sizes. They all seem to be adults. I don't think they'd see a point in capturing babies because they don't have as much meat on them. Yeah. Also, it's mean. So
are all of the adults captured, like, kept together in the same?
They might be. Let's see. No. They. I'd say it's two per cage and one by itself.
If then there might not have been any spread, so this could be a good thing for the business establishment.
I say they're all contaminated. I don't know. I think we should get them, I think we should bring them all just in case. We don't want anything to accidentally spread. If we were to not catch it and it starts spreading through the city, it could be robot.
I agree. This is a biohazard risk. This kitchen is closed. Everybody out. Everybody out. Everybody out. This is a public health issue now.
The guy's just like,
I don't know.
We can just take
my bar. So he's going to walk right up to the Brunbruns and reach in and grab one of them by the back of the neck and just like get real close to its face because dwarves are not afraid of diseases. It's famously true. So. They do not it's give true. A fuck. So he's just like, Like he just holds it right up to his face and looks at it.
Squirt.
You're right. This one's pretty gross, actually. He's going to put it back down.
This one's pretty gross.
And he's going to look at the other one in the same cage, and it does seem like these are the parents you were looking for. And he is going to pick up that crate and hand it to Winnie.
And Winnie is going to take the crate, though she can't help but look back at the other Brunbruns.
Hey, how much the soup? How much for the soup?
Usually 3 silver, but for you guys, I'd give you 1.
Okay, I'll give you 10 gold. And he just slams 10 gold.
Wooly!
Give me all your Brunbruns. And he does like guns with his fingers. Give me all your Brunbruns.
And Winnie
there aren't
tears
even actual
up.
Guns
it's spells.
Like, no, actually, those are
they're crossbows.
Yeah. There we go. Okay.
And whenever you do that, you don't go ping ping. You go foot foot.
Funk funk funk.
Funk. Hold on, I gotta ratchet my thumb.
Yeah.
I need to use my feet.
Amazing. Okay, so big bushy eyebrows go all the way up. And he's like, all right then. This Brunbrun's off the menu for tonight. And he's gonna let you take the other Brunbruns with you. If you give him that gold, like there's
so no, I guess
not to.
Now like each of us is carrying a Brunbrun. At least like 3 of us.
Hey, we got the box, we got the sacks. Come on, children, you're coming home with us.
Are we going to take them all to the temple, I suppose?
No, to the school.
Well, no, wait, we should probably...
We were supposed to take them to the temple so they could get treatment.
Yeah, the parents, yeah, the parents, sure. The rest are coming with us.
Hey, don't...
Thank you so much, Flinster.
No, you're welcome.
Winnie is going to give him a huge hug.
Oh, aww. I hugged you back. There's plenty of room in your walls.
I don't think Brunbruns live in walls. I think we should let the nature cleric help them find home. I don't know how they work, really, but...
Winnie's an expert.
I'll at least watch over them to make sure that none of them have contracted the disease for just a few days.
We need to take care of them for a little while.
Exactly. Snuggle.
Oh, we'll be like fostering them for a little bit.
The Brunbruns, meanwhile, are like terrified out of their minds with this whole ordeal.
Oh, no.
I'd also like to point out that Brunbruns are actually very dense. So even though they do fit in these crates, they're quite heavy. Like each crate is probably like 30 pounds and the Brunbruns are moving inside.
Nice.
So I'm not sure how Winnie's doing with that.
Well, I mean, we're helping.
I mean, just stack them. Grimby will carry a few of them. He's a strong boy.
He's a strong boy. All right. So you have Brunbruns. We'll travel. So back to the Nature Temple, back to Yersa.
Yeah.
Let's get these buddies fixed up.
So they're going to invite you right back in, just like, oh, goodness, good. wait. And then he's gonna like count them like one, two, three,
four. There's 101. There was a bit of
We got these from a lady who wanted to make a coat.
They procreate real quick.
It's okay. She had a backstory, I guess, now. So I think it's okay.
Run-Prun's killed her parents,
apparently. She's a girl boss? We don't want to talk about it. Anyway. Maleficent was fine. I don't know why they couldn't. Anyway. So they'll invite you in and check out each of the Run-Runs, put the ointment on the parents' eyes, and let Winnie and you guys know that it looks like the other three Run-Runs are probably okay, but if you wanted to keep an eye on them, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
We get a loving reunion with the parents and the babies?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, as soon as he's done putting the stuff in their eyes, he's going to put them down in the little, like, prepared area and just, like, and they all start cuddling and they
take That's the sound they make.
The little needs. Like kittens. The little, they're making bread on mommy, like, you know how they do? And they're just, they're snuggly and warm. But Yersa is going to pull Winnie aside. And he's going to kind of kneel down in front of her and say, "You did a very good job saving these Run-Runs. All of you did. However..." And then he's going to reach into the pack of Run-Runs, the family, and pull out the black one that they had already singled out last time.
Mm-hmm.
"I don't think this one's going to see again."
Ooh.
"And your teacher told me you might be interested in making sure it had a safe home."
Anime eyes.
"We got better ones already."
We do have healthy ones now.
Ew, this one's broken. Gross. I, an orphan, can't relate to that at all.
No, she will slowly reach out and grab this little Run-Run and give it gentle pets, letting it sniff her and like get used to her smell, since that's probably its only real strong scent.
Yeah.
"I would love to take care of it and make sure that it has the best life ever."
Could you give me an animal handling check? Literal honestly, nothing could go wrong. It's more like, what's this first bonding moment like? Like,
it poops on me. That's what my daughter did, okay? Literally, this.
15, here you go.
15!
Yay!
So yeah, it's going to like sniff you, and then it's going to do that cat turning on noise, like, and it's going to kiss your little nose. It's very adorable. It's the cutest thing, and it's going to try to burrow into your hair, which I remember is very matted and nest-like, so it's probably going to really be able to get on in there.
It's the best day ever.
Where did the run brush go?
Sort of jumps and freezes midair.
Yeah!
We did it!
Oh man, what's the... "Don't you forget about me." The Run-Run Club.
Yeah.
Oh man, okay. So, that was adorable. And yeah, so... I think... he'd probably offer to keep all the Run-Runs at the nature, except for the one that's going with Winnie, because it's kind of one of those things where it's like, hey, it's old enough to be on its own now, and if you're going to be its caretaker, it might be a good idea for you guys to get to know each other now.
Yeah.
Also, it's stuck in your hair.
Facts.
But yeah, so I think that he would suggest that you bring that Run-Run home, but they watch over the rest of the Run-Runs.
That sounds like a good plan. I'm pretty sure they're pack animals anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to pause right now. Mine's woken up now.
I hear it.
Oh, baby.
I hear you, your baby.
He's five. He's not a baby. He's being
he's
a
still
baby.
He's a baby.
Yeah, get over it. Jeez.
Yeah. What, your developing mind conjured up a nightmare? Baby.
Weak.
Dude, last time baby nightmares you watch are the horror worst. Movies.
Baby nightmares are the worst, though. I hate it when she's like, when she has that happen. Because what do babies even have nightmares about? They're not being any milk? Like,
I think it's just confusing, right? Like, that's like being more confused and probably without you there.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, I mean, not to make it sad, but it's like, oh, I'm confused and mommy's not here. That's probably a nightmare.
The nightmare is forming consciousness and starting to develop a sense of self. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's awful. It's terrible. Sent Jamie a message earlier today, like, it's really rude that Evie's become a toddler when I'm not around. Like, that's fucking...
So, can we come back and visit the other ones if we want sometime?
Of course. I think for the ones that have contracted the decay, I'll probably have to keep them for at least a month. The others I'll keep under watch for a week or so, and if they're all right, then we'll bring them somewhere safe.
Somewhere they won't get hunted?
Yeah, because there was some dwarfs over there that was catching them and was going to soup them. And,
I know a place.
Soup them.
Well, Brunbruns are famously prey, but we will bring them deep into the woods so that they only have to worry about the other animals. How about that?
Okay.
Flintster had an idea.
Nah. You know, we got a school. We could teach them. My idea has been booed before. I don't.
So yours is gonna put a hand on Winnie's head and kind of like just go like fluff it a little bit. It's like nature can be rough sometimes, but we need to give them a chance. If we take them out of nature, then we've deprived them of something they need.
We could give them like daggers.
What if we just duct tape some weapons to them and like see what happens? Like...
It's a Brun, and he has a gun.
Crossbow.
Oh no, Leroy's wearing AirPods. He doesn't see him.
Dead.
Who would win? Leroy with a knife or a Brun with a Glock? All right. Back to school, everyone. It's nighttime. It's time for dinner.
Do we make it back in time for dinner?
Time for some dinner pancakes.
You saw Leroy was working hard on that dinner. If you weren't there...
Yeah, I know.
That was a ticking clock element of this this adventure.
We gotta make sure we get back in time. Quick! We're gonna be late for dinner!
All right, so yeah, when you get home, Leroy's gonna already have the table set, and I think Emily and Grell are going to be sitting at the table, and someone roll me a flat d20. Someone.
I'll do it.
Anyone.
Unless
first one, to do.
One is already
ready. Going. Here we go. 3, 2, okay. 1, roll.
Oh, that was almost a one.
Right. So Mrs. Jones is upstairs already. She is not coming to dinner tonight. She had a headache, which is probably for the best because Winnie still has a Brun nested in her hair.
True. And is at this point probably has like a lettuce hat on so that it can chomp away.
That's so damn cute. I can imagine her just grabbing it, like twisting it in half and just
plopping it right on top. Yeah.
My kids started watching a show on Netflix called Pooey Pooey. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's an animation show. It's Japanese. It's like stop motion with a little bit of live action in it. It's like 2 minutes episodes. It's for kids. It's basically these like hamster cars with people. It's so weird and bizarre, and it's like the stories are so hectic, and I can't help but think about those little hamster cars when Mother Brum runs in her hair.
When my kids were really little, there was one like that, kind of, except it was like, it was a Disney show that was on for like a full half hour, and it was all these animals that were cars also, and they would drive around their forest roads that went through the trees. It was really weird, and the elephant had the same voice as Fry from Futurama. That's all I got.
Whoa, geez, that trip.
Oh man. All I know about children's shows is that Bluey is weirdly good. Like,
it's really good.
Yeah, Bluey is pretty like, great. There's
my girlfriend
really
had me watch it, and it's really fucking good. Like,
it is. I don't remember the name of it, but there is some show on Netflix Ev loves, and it's this barber, and he makes cupcakes have really pretty hair. I think it's French, but I think it's called Mr. Toast, and he's like a piece of bread that's a barber, and he makes cupcakes pretty. Anyway, Evelyn loves it, and that's her weirdest show right now.
There's a lot of them.
Yep, there sure are.
You know what, though? I'm glad we moved away from everything just being about poop to just being weird. Like, I'd much rather the kids just watch a bunch of weird shit than like, this poop is taking a pee. Like, that's dumb. Let's just, let's have hamster cars. Let's go.
Hamster cars is great.
Okay, so I mean, I guess unless you guys wanted to do anything, y'all would just kind of eat dinner, get ready for bed, all that.
Yeah, kind of like huddle for a little. Like Flynn would no. Flynn would stand up on his chair during dinner time and kind of like gather up. Is there anyone other than us in here? Like in the school? In the academy?
Oh, like students?
Are we the only students?
You're the only student so far.
Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So I guess it's rather empty all the time. Okay, but nevertheless, he stands up for Leroy in the kitchen, I guess. He'll just give a big speech about, well, team, we've got our first mission successfully completed. We saved all the Brun-Bruns. The ocular decay is a thing of the past. And nobody stole nothing. Nobody stole anything today.
That's a double negative.
Yeah. Yeah, it isn't.
Leroy's eyes just narrow. He looks over at the key like,
And so
I trusted you, Grimby.
Oh, no.
You're the responsible older sibling. I'm not sure if you realize that.
Dun, dun, dun.
It sucks ass, Jamie.
Well done, team. I'm proud of everybody here. You've all done great.
All right. Two more things. Roll for dinner, and I just want to say if it's under a 5, it's going to be Brun Brun soup.
That's a good ending.
I rolled the last one. It's someone else's turn.
I'll do it. I love chaos. Too late.
Oh. Okay, 19.
Ooh,
nice.
Okay. Not only is it not Brun Brun soup,
Leroy made pancakes.
Jump freeze. Yay!
Yeah, put in a request and the man likes to please.
He's doing a lot of shopping for pancakes.
Yeah. Probably not just pancakes.
Yeah, so like there's pancakes and then there's also like a soup, but like he made pancakes special because you had requested pancakes.
Just Leroy's been making his flour all day.
And like a side of vegetables for Grimby.
Yeah.
Because he's pale.
Eat up, Grimby. Don't make me do it.
Sorry. Here. Yeah, I'll eat. Sorry.
All right. One final thing. Anavriel.
Uh-oh.
I would like you to roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no.
What?
Do you have ocular decay?
No.
God, I hope not.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
Not one of our sweet babies.
Normal.
Okay, that's a good roll.
So, as you're eating some pancakes and, like, just enjoying the fact that like today happened to you, basically. You weren't really along for that ride. You were, you're going to like feel a pain in the back of your head. And immediately, like, I imagine Anavriel is used enough to this that, like, you stop eating, put your hands on the table, and, like, grip. And yep. that's mm-hmm. the reason that you don't end up, like, falling over. Like, that's why you're able to get by with an 18 constitution.
Yep.
And for about 30 seconds or so, you're just going to see and feel water all around you. And your lungs are going to burn. And your vision's going to start to go black. And then you're back at the table again.
So what I think this looks like from the outside is that Nofriel just like suddenly just like stops eating, just like rips the table, and then like just like without blinking is just like staring like off into space for like 30 seconds. And like they probably like almost like stop breathing, like it's like it's just like it's clearly like this is something odd. And then with all of a sudden they just like they just come back, and then they start like coughing up water. they just start coughing and like struggling, and there's like water coming out, as if, which doesn't make any sense considering they were just like eating pancakes and everything, and like this is not like they're like kind of like panicked and, but kind of coming to. And it's
Grimby pushes his plate of pancakes away from himself.
Emily's probably going to immediately come up behind you and start patting your back like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yes, I think I'm... That was a strong one. That was a bad one. I need...
Let me get you a glass of water. And she's gonna go.
Nice. Flynn is like, yes.
She's gonna get you some water, and then she's gonna think better of that and get you a glass of milk as well. So she's bringing back two things.
Yes, I'll go get something too.
Tea? Does anyone want tea? Like, she's just trying to fix it. And while she stepped away, Growl's gonna look over you.
They told me that you did some weird magic stuff like that. You okay?
I mean, Avril's like their ears probably like turned a bit red, and they're just like a little bit like embarrassed, and they're like they're like trying to like pat like the water, like a napkin or something. Oops, sorry. But it they're
you're
like
in a group of new people, and you're the one who chokes on your dinner, and everyone
don't go in
stops.
Don't go in the bathroom on your own. This is where you'll drown.
They like trying to like clean up like the water like on their like robes and stuff, but it's just like not enough. And then they're like digging like in their like stuff, like trying to get out like a notebook or anything. But there's like most of the time it's not that bad, but that does happen. Yes, at least it was just water this time.
Well, that's ominous.
Just water.
is there something we should can we? But wow. Is there a way we can? What?
And Avriel is like. Now, like, furiously, like, writing down, like, notes and stuff. And, like, they're, like, looking up and, like taking notes of, like who is in the room and, like, what the exact time it is and, like, what, like, the lighting was and everything. Like, just, like, every, like, detail of what, like, they remember and then, like, what the current, like, situation is, because they, like, as you might be able to tell from there, just, like, kind of, like, Like, they're, like, are, like, used to this, but is still definitely a bit, like, panicked. But, like, they don't know what's important and what's not from what just happened. And they're just, like, writing down, like, every possible piece of information just in case, like, something is, like, the key to any of this. Because they don't know, and that is kind of terrifying to them, but...
All right. Well, if you need anything, Anna... if you need a change of clothes, I think I have some of your robes in my room. I can go get them for you. I'll be right back.
That's a little creepy.
I'm more alarmed by that than I am. I was wondering where they went. I knew I came here with more than was in my chest, but you know, that makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know. I just does everyone here know how to swim?
Good question.
You
though I have never swam before, I fully understand the concept.
I'm very buoyant.
I'm reasonably certain I would sink immediately.
Wait, how much water do you got in you?
I don't want anyone to drown here, which that might have been what that is, but then maybe me suggesting we try to learn, teach everyone how to swim might then be the cause of it. And they just, like, put, like, their head in their hands and just...
Is that your thing?
I don't know what my thing is. I wasn't supposed to have it, the thing.
That's so cool!
I feel like the more you explain, the more I am confused.
It's magic, Grims. Is it awesome?
I mean, by... Is what? That looked uncomfortable.
Yes, it did. Drowning isn't fun. That's in case anyone was wondering. That's add that to the yep. That I don't know. These things just happen sometimes. I know there were rumors and stuff and the orphanage, but I tried to sort of hide it.
You did a very good job.
Well, it usually didn't happen during dinner, so that was an unfortunate timing, but I don't know what it is. There's just my magic is wrong, and that's why I'm here. But I don't know what it could mean. Anything. It doesn't necessarily mean that someone's going to drown. It could mean that it's going to rain tomorrow. It's not a
Okay. Well, less dramatic, but still useful.
Or it could mean that there's going to be torrential flooding. It doesn't. There's no system to it.
I don't like systems. I love what you have.
Like the chaos.
Yeah.
It's like a little mystery we gotta solve.
Have you tried apologizing to your magic?
Magic isn't... It's not a person.
Well, I mean, if magic was good at rules like it's supposed to be, then it would be following rules for how it would work with you. But since it ain't following rules, then maybe it ain't magic and it's a person.
You're haunted.
Ghosts?
Ghosts.
The house just said ghosts.
Always comes back to ghosts with Bree. Jeez.
It does. Always. Yes, it does.
You know, it's funny and off topic, but the game that I'm running for Respect the Crit is Ghosts of Greyhill.
Yay!
We did finally make it to the Haunted Mansion invasion last time, so.
Yay!
What about that Blood Mage, everyone? What the fuck? What a good reveal.
Good stuff.
God, that was so cool. Tanny's just, oh man, just wait till you see her in action during the fight. Those spell names Jason came up with are criminal.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Oh, it's great. Not spoiling. I love Tanny.
It's been a lot of fun.
All right. I think that's a great place to wrap up for the day because... Yeah, you're probably going to go to bed after that. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is fun because Eladrin don't sleep. So which is probably part of why like Anna looks like permanently like tired because like they want nothing more than to just like be like unconscious for several hours. But instead it's like kind of like semi like unconscious, just like trying to pretend that they're like
to do fully the meditative
asleep.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure.
Also, yeah. I think it's funny that Anna's the tallest member of the party.
Me too. Yeah. It's
by like far. Like when you walked into that establishment, the dwarf looked at you and went, "Get your kids out of here."
Like, you know, I was like trying to like make himself seem smaller, but it's like there's no chance like among this like group. Like, yeah. It's just like okay.
I'm glad that Grimby is our mouthpiece because Winnie was gonna burn that place down.